PM Sports Page is back. It's now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week segment. Pleased to be joined by Winfield Mount Union senior Farrah Nelson. Farrah, congratulations. Thanks for coming on this week.
Thank you.
Farrah, the Winfield Mount Union girls are off to a fantastic start, 2-0 on Friday night, a big win over New London, and then a rivalry game on Tuesday, able to upend Waco 52-43. A methodical W it was that night. Farrah, what was working for the team?
Well, it helps that we have enough people to keep fresh. So we have five starters, and then, of course, we have people that can rotate in, and so we can play our butts off, and then we can always stay fresh and get back out on the court once we get a drink.
Mm-hmm. You know, you had a nice night, 14 points on 7 of 13 shooting and 7 rebounds. What were you seeing on your side, and what allowed you to have a good game there last night?
Well, we had really good ball movement, and we were pressing pretty well, too. So those fast breaks, just getting down the court and always helping out my teammates, it kind of just helped me out a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm. It was a productive team year last year, and you brought everyone back, plus Jenna, who was injured a year ago. What's the expectations for this year's team?
Well, I guess we haven't really talked about an overall goal as a team, but I know a lot of us seniors have talked about being conference champs. They were volleyball conference champs, so they kind of want to bring it over to basketball, too. Mm-hmm. And I think we can achieve that.
Right now, what do you think's the biggest strength of this team?
The fact that we have, we are able to keep fresh, and we can really run the court all the time.
What are a few keys if you want to have a successful season and be conference champs, like you said? What does this team got to do?
Stay focused, and we've been really focusing on using every possession and not just wasting some. Sometimes we get a little reckless, but we're always hustling and pretty aggressive.
Sure. Well, you said it. You have a lot of seniors on this year's group. What type of leadership role have you taken on for this team? Are you a leader by example? Are you a vocal leader? Describe your role.
I wouldn't say I'm very vocal. I guess we all encourage each other, so we're all pretty good at that. But, yeah, making sure you go into every practice and you're doing everything you can and always encouraging teammates, whether it's, like, helping out the whole team or just helping out a certain younger players.
You were a vital role in last year's team, but what part of your game do you think has improved the most since last winter?
I think as a team, we've improved with just knowing basketball better. So I guess that's helped me with being able to, I guess my team has given me really good passes and we get it down the floor. So then it just helps me because I'm always down the floor.
Coach Mitch Walks, he's been around a long time at Winfield. What's it like to be under his system?
Mr. Walks has been my coach all high school, and he's helped me when I was in junior high, too. So, I don't know. I've always been around his coaching, and he's always positive, and he's always also trying to help us become the best we can because we have a lot of potential for the team. He's just a really good coach, and he always gives everyone a chance.
This year, more than any other year, you kind of have to take it day by day with the pandemic. How has the team adjusted to the new COVID guidelines set out this year?
Oh, well, we have been wearing masks in practice with occasionally breaks in between with taking off the mask and obviously water breaks. And I don't know, we just all want to have a good season and we want to be able to make it through without having to go virtual and ending the season, of course. So we've all been wearing masks, and we wear it on the bench, of course.
What do you like about being a part of this Wolves program?
Well, since we're such a small school, we're all pretty close, and we played with each other since we were in rec league, a lot of us. And I think that the fact that we can all grow together is really helpful.
Getting outside of basketball, Farrah, since you are a senior, any thoughts on next year once fall rolls around?
Right now, I plan to attend the University of Iowa, and I have direct admission into the Tippy Business School. So that's my plans right now.
Okay. So just business in general, do you have...
Financial administration.
Okay. So what inspired you to want to go that route?
I took accounting my sophomore year, and I really enjoyed that. And then I've taken intro to business online this semester through SEC, and I enjoyed it all. So I also did an essay on financial management last year, and the job, that career, just
cool.
I like that one.
Yeah, and Being a Hawk, was that always kind of what you were thinking?
Yeah, it's close to home, and I think the environment would be fun because I've always went to a small school, so getting that D1.
Last question here, Farah. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
We do a lot of dynamic stretching, and then our assistant coach always creates a new one every year, and we all do our own stretches at the end if we have a certain sore muscle.
Good stuff. Well, Farah, congratulations on a nice start to the season. Best of luck to you and the Wolves the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you.
That's Farah Nelson, a senior on this year's Winfield Mountain Union girls basketball team, joining us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We'll close things out on today's PM Sports page next on AIM at FMKCII.